Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
It's hard. It's hard. It's easy to get demoralized until you realize every second could be your last. Until you realize there's a bullet for you too. You're equally as capable of immediately stopping what you're doing right now, getting up and running into traffic and getting run over. You know what I mean? Like just saying, I'm going to do this. Yes. Yeah. And you just do it. That's 100% equal in usage to completely changing a behavior or pushing, like completely annihilating, let's say addiction. It's not the best words because it's just, that's not the best word, but I'm generally speaking, you know how the general speaks sometimes. Something you're wishing to really exercise out of you. Let's just say addiction. I mean, we might as well just not say it after I already said it. Those two are, equally drastic. Therefore, no action is drastic. So you don't have to look at something as hard to do. Okay? It takes control to not just go die. I'm just saying, like a Looney Tunes Tourette's death wish. You know what I mean? I'm like hypothetically speaking, comedy hypothetical. So many examples. It takes control to not do it. Driving on the highway like this. Going 200 like this. It takes control not to do that. It takes control to be addicted. It takes more control to keep it in you than to push it all out, is what I'm saying. There's no such thing as having a perfect thoughts put forth when you're wading in the ocean. The subconscious inside of you needs to be absolutely told what to do. The discipline of the mind, the well-kept house internally, in the temple inside yourself. I'm just waiting out there, that's all. It needs bitch slap mentality. It needs military structure. I'll put that forth. Imbue yourself in the qualities that you need, you wish to possess, in order to make yourself fit and clean enough to even receive it. How's that? One must be clean inside the house Because that house is where you live when you die. When you think about that. That's why your house must be clean. Mansion must be cleaned. Your planet inside. Mind and everything must be clean. Because that's where you go. And the energy required and used to have that clean mansion, that clean realm, divinely inspired, those thoughts and that energy manifest heaven on earth. Disciplined mind. That's what it is. So, we all figure these things out, some faster than others. But I am an accelerator, you know me, a radicalizer. You're supposed to remember we need not fear. Fear is an unnatural emotion, comes from hell. I agree. Man is not supposed to feel fear. That's what we try to figure out. How to properly pray, how to properly restore and build faith. And that's it. Requires discipline of the mind in order to dismiss thoughts that have been magnetized to you, negative hindering thoughts, triggers, micro triggers. That's what the world runs on. It's like pheromones and insect communication, ants and stuff, like micro triggers. And everything is a micro trigger in that regard. Everything. Like the colors they use in the movies, the sounds, and I mean you guys get it, but I don't want to sit here and lecture on torture technology. Everything in regards to, let's say, propaganda and color theory and all that stuff. You guys know all that stuff. Someone else could explain it, but you know all the Bernays stuff and all that crap. The stuff that the Nazis were working on and all that, I guess. I think it's the oldest technology there is. It's got to be Nimrod's technology. Is that exactly right there? You know. What else can be industrially used for control? You know. And that's why there is a TV, because of that campaign. It never ended. We all know that. It's just too sickening to think about too much. Allow me to write about it. But it's those things. Discipline of the mind. Discipline of the mind to, and learning and applying your prayer, building your faith. That's what it is. In order to become better, you must know what you being better is like. There it is. Perennial terror. Whatever you want to call it in real life, nagging or arguments or whatever the cyclical argument. I don't know what you want to call it, but you don't let them happen in real life because you know there's no winning it. Therefore, you cannot allow your house and your mansion and your brain to be ruled by the nagging spirit of your subconscious, which is programmed to, you know, to amplify bewilderment and freaking suffering. This is just programming world lore. So I guess what I mean is the difference between asking or praying for something you need as opposed to praying to possess the qualities that would get you to where you need to be. That's what I like about this stuff. Auto-initiation, trance work, hypnosis, whatever you want to call it, meditation, you know, whatever you want to call it, thought experiments, I don't know, but I know this is the real deal. taking it upon yourself to reprogram, known this forever. You must take it upon yourself to reprogram because everything in the media, let's say, for example, is meant to program you negatively, make you negative magnetic, make you amplify the negative and use your subconscious and consciousness against itself and manifest your worst nightmares. You could say, like, the health of the noosphere. Programming through torture is as old as the hills. There's nothing new under the sun. Getting your subconscious obsessed with negativity is clearly the aim of media. Therefore, the opposite is prayer. That just depends. If you get a sort of personal thing with the Lord or whatever mechanisms you have in your head that get you to a place that is not unclean in your mind. You're made unclean when you're feeling the wrong things or thinking the wrong things. It makes you unclean inside, in your heart. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with any of that. Like the self-programming, that language doesn't work. That language it's bad language to use on yourself or within yourself. Self-hypnosis, programming, all that stuff. It's just not good. It's not as good as prayer or I don't know, having a space in your mind for something. A home in your mind. The construction of a mansion. Everything that we said tonight, at least the second half or whatever, the second third or whatever the hell, a disciplined mind and a purification and a preparation and either a rebuild or a maintenance upkeep of the temple within, heaven within. It's important. It emanates. Leaves less room for thoughts that aren't real. Look, I know this is not very practical. I get it. What I mean is a vacuum. If you're not filling your brain with the purification and the light, then it gets co-opted by other things. I'll say that. Everyone, I'm going to hit the dusty trail. Thanks again for that. Everybody and Ryan and everyone jumped in here. Business was freaking throwing ass. He's doing the Rosie Cross. It's just crazy. Everyone, thanks so much. Keep it real. Palace tomorrow, 7 p.m. What a day today was. What a day. Yo, Script, what's up? Yeah, we're hitting the dusty trail doing Palace tomorrow. Yeah, it was pretty crazy today. It was pretty crazy today, Script. We got wild at the end. I got forced into being wild. Thank God that people enjoy. Everyone, keep it real. Have a nice night. Have a nice day. Let's get insane. We're gonna keep it going. The mansion, the temple within. I think it's the cultivation of the temple within. It leaves no room for evil. Everyone, keep it real.